So where do we get our chiral centres from? We get them in four coordinate complexes, which are not square planar, they must be tetrahedral. The classic example of tetrahedral I indicated was zinc complexes. So in zinc complexes, then the zinc normally will be four coordinate. You see oxygen's a donor, nitrogen's a donor, oxygen's a donor, and chloride's a donor. Now the water is different to the ammonia, to the hydroxo and the chloro. So it's four different groups about the zinc. So that will be a tetrahedral centre. And if this is one isomer, this will be the other isomer. So that's all you would have to do in the final exam, is draw two optical isomers for a given complex if it contains a chiral centre.